From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a slowdown of U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to announce at this hour that he will slow down the planned withdrawal of American military forces from Afghanistan scheduled for next year. An unnamed senior administration official says the president will maintain the current number of troops in the war-torn country at 9,800 through most of 2016 before trimming that number to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January of 2017. The president made the pledge last year to remove all U.S. forces from Afghanistan by the end of next year, with the exception of a small contingent of 1,000 troops based at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, saying it was time for the U.S. to turn the page on a war launched in 2001. Officials say the revision comes after months of deliberations with the White House, military leaders at the Defense Department, and commanders in the field, plus Afghan officials. Russia's President Vladimir Putin is slamming the U.S. stance on the Syrian conflict as unconstructive after Washington declined to take part in high-level bilateral negotiations on coordinating military activity in Syria. The comments came a day after the U.S. and Russia wrapped up a third round of lower-level talks on rules for conduct in the air over Syria, where both countries are conducting separate airstrike campaigns. Both the U.S. and Russia say progress was made during the video conference talks Wednesday, which Washington said were focused narrowly on the implementation of specific safety procedures. The State Department spokesman said the U.S. continues to show a willingness to talk with the Russian authorities. This is VOA News. Myanmar's government and eight armed ethnic groups are celebrating the signing of a ceasefire agreement, even though several other rebel armies refused to sign that deal. President Thein Sein said during a televised signing ceremony Thursday in the capital, Naypyidaw, that the national ceasefire agreement is an historic gift to future generations. He said, "Today is a very important historic day for Myanmar. We have been able to launch a new road to a peaceful future of our country." Thein Sein said even though the agreement is not nationwide yet, the government will try to gain the agreement with other groups. Vietnam says a Chinese vessel sank one of its fishing boats near contested waters in the South China Sea, the latest incident to stoke maritime tensions between the two neighbors. The Chinese vessel slammed into the side of the Vietnamese ship on September 29th near the Paracel Islands, which are claimed by both countries. Officials said on Thursday armed men from the Chinese vessel then reportedly boarded the Vietnamese boat and stole navigation devices, fishing equipment, and other tools before fleeing. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is preparing to head to the Middle East to explore ways to restore calm amid a wave of violence between Palestinians and Israelis. Among the recent violence, Israeli police killed on Wednesday a Palestinian who stabbed a 70-year-old Israeli woman outside of Jerusalem's main bus station. And now the Israeli military says it will deploy 300 soldiers in the streets of Jerusalem to help police maintain order in the city after weeks of unrest. This is the latest step by Israel to beef up security in the city. Thousands of additional police and paramilitary guards are already on patrol, and Israel has also erected concrete barriers and checkpoints outside some Arab neighborhoods of East Jerusalem. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Thursday called for a rigorous investigation after nine civilians, including a staff member of the International Organization for Migration, were shot to death in Burundi, reportedly at close range. Ban condemned the killings in which two police officers also died during exchanges of heavy gunfire in Bujumbura on Tuesday. Residents told AFP that the Burundian journalist, his wife, and two teenage children were killed in their home. And Greece's Coast Guard says eight people are missing after a wooden boat carrying migrants or refugees attempting to reach the eastern Aegean island of Lesbos sank after colliding with a patrol boat during a rescue operation. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.